This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَظْلِمُ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ وَإِن تَكُ حَسَنَةً يُضَاعِفْهَا وَيُؤْتِ مِن لَّدُنْهُ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا أرحم الراحمين. We ask Allah عز وجل, teach us what benefit us from what He taught us and increase us in knowledge. My dear beloved brothers and sisters, this is another episode of Ease, where we learn things, actions that are very simple, but the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is huge. And we try to make these episodes 5 minutes or less. We all know, my brothers and sisters, is our objective in this life is finding ways to make our scale very heavy on the Day of Judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَأَمَّا مَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةٍ رَاضِيَةٍ. And the one whom his scale is very heavy, he will have a pleasant life. May Allah make my scale and your scale very heavy. Juwayriya, our mother radiallahu anha, she was sitting one day after Fajr remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went and came back after the Duha time. And he told Juwayriya radiallahu anha, Ya Juwayriya, you've been sitting like this since I left. What are you doing? She said, I've been remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala since you left, Ya Rasulullah. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, I recited four words three times. I recited four words three times, and they outweigh all the dhikr that you have been doing since I left. Allahu Akbar. What are they, Ya Rasulullah? Listen carefully, my brothers and sisters, and I will have it on the screen. Subhanallah wa bihamdi. Subhanallah wa bihamdi. Adada khalqi. Warida nafsi. Wazinata arshi. Wamidada kalimati. So Rasulullah ﷺ told Juwayriya that he recited those four words three times, and it outweighs everything that she have said since from Fajr all the way to the Duha. So that's a couple of hours. What does it mean? Right, because we have to understand what we are saying. Subhanallah. Subhanallah wa bihamdi. Subhanallah means I admit and I confess that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from any deficiency and perfect in every attribute. Wa bihamdih, and I praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I'm living, everything I have is from Him. Subhanallah wa bihamdih. How much? How many times subhanallah wa bihamdih I'm saying it? Adada khalqih, the number of His creation. Allahu Akbar. The number of the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything in the Milky Ways, the planets, the heavens, the earth, the Jannah, the Nar, the oceans, the mountains, the human beings, the jinn, the insects, the animals. The number of your creation, Ya Allah, I'm saying subhanallah wa bihamdi. Adada khalqih, wa rida nafsih, and the pleasure of His self. Subhanallah. Yani, as if I'm saying subhanallah wa bihamdi, until Ya Allah, you are pleased with me. عدد خلقه ورضا نفسه وزينة عرشه, and the weight of the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all know that the throne of Allah is the biggest of creation. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, if the heavens and the earth and everything in them compared to the kursi, which is the footstool of Allah, is like a ring thrown in the desert. And the kursi compared to the throne is like a ring thrown in the desert. Allahu Akbar. So Ya Allah, I'm saying subhanallah wa bihamdi, the weight of your throne. عدد خلقه ورضا نفسه وزنة عرشه ومداد كلماته. And the ink used in recording all His words. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in Surah Al-Kahf, قُلْ لَوْ كَانَ الْبَحْرُ مِدَادًا لِكَلِمَاتِ رَبِّي لَنَفِدَ الْبَحْرُ قَبْلَ أَن تَنْفَدَ كَلِمَاتُ رَبِّي وَلَوْ جِئْنَا بِمِثْلِهِ مَدَدًا. If the sea were ink for the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sea will be exhausted before the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would be finished. And I'm saying now, subhanallah wa bihamdih, the ink, the amount of ink used to explain the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is limitless. Allahu Akbar. So my brothers and sisters, four words, say them three times, with your adhkar of the sabah or anytime you want. Subhanallah wa bihamdih, adada khalqih, wa rida nafsih, wa zinata arshih, wa midada kalimatih. I love you all for the sake of Allah. Jazakumullah khair. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.
من جاء بالحسنة فله عشر أمثالها ومن جاء بالسيئة فلا يجزى إلا مثلها وهم لا يظلمون.